normally I don't work on Sunday, and got a call from one of our news editors the night before saying, "Hey, Dave, will you mind coming in tomorrow morning, meaning Sunday morning, because we want to do something special about the situation in Japan. And I'm supposed to know something about nuclear reactors." And I was out of here by about 7:30. And I must say, at my age, and after all these years, to get called in on a Sunday, get a story, I couldn't come down off a high until 10 o'clock last night. That's the joy of being a newspaper man.
You're a science reporter.
Yeah.
I'm wondering whether now you're wondering whether you yourself are perhaps a freak of nature, do you think?
Well, I don't know. To keep on working until you're 92, I suppose, is freakish. But I'd go out on a murder story tomorrow if they wanted me to.
What do you think the secret is to transmitting that enthusiasm to your readers?
I don't really know how to answer that. You know, there's always something new about it, and there's always something that kind of expands your mind the way the universe is expanding. If you can convey any of that sense of, I'd say gee whiz, but you can be gee whizish. What a word, gee whizish, and yet try to be accurate and not overstate this kind of excitement.
Are there things you still feel you need to do?
Cover more stories.